Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone. It's your host, Vlad Harris, here with another Panther Rants podcast. Happy Friday to you guys. I'm on my way to work, although we do have the option to work from home, but given with three kids, I ain't really getting nothing done. So I'm on call for the hospital. So I'm commuting to work I'm commuting into the office for the day. So I'll be quiet. So lots happened probably since this last podcast. Well, I'll do a little rewind. First off, you know, Lamont Wade, the player from Clareton, people love. He committed to Penn State, which we all knew that which was going to happen. I had a good feeling he may come to Pitt, but as it dwindled down, you know, they found his entry in the Penn State student directory. For one. Second of all, he never took any official visits to Pitt, so I don't buy his, like, you know, that he liked the Pitt coaches and the whole coaching changes bothered him. He was never coming here, and then he goes ahead and gets with Miles Sanders and gets in our facilities and tweets a photo of them on top of the Pitt script logo in their Penn State gear. Lovely. But you can pretty much say that's pretty much the local player's attitude towards Pitt in a nutshell. But, you know, Pat Narduzzi sent a tweet out in response, and of course, it took some backlash from some people. Because how dare he subtweet a 17-year-old? Well, if you look at the what Pat Narduzzi tweeted, "Pride comes before the fall." It's not actually a bad tweet. It's not like he went Jim Harbaugh on the kid. It wasn't that bad, but of course, you know, we live in this safety pin generation now. Where everybody gets their feelings hurt over things. I mean, and I hate saying that, to be honest with you. I feel like I sound like one of those grumpy old people who voted for Trump, which I didn't. But some of this crap, well, not some of it, but just stuff like that. I mean, come on, people. It's not that bad. But that was that. And you know, but you know, Wade did not too long after that photo was tweeted, he tweeted some screenshots from the PGA Sports Now group. You know, whose host Mike, whatever his last name is, I'm not going to pronounce it. Mike supposedly has banned half of I must say banned, blocked half of Pitt Twitter from that account. Because he just, I don't know, for some reason a lot of people from Pitt Twitter just don't see eye to eye with him for some reason. So he just blocks him. So, naturally, Lamont Wade posted all these screenshots and of Mike and his stalkerish, creepy DMs. Yeah, man, we had a big kick out of them, and of course, you won't see a lot of people defending Mike because, you know, for obvious reasons. And of course, I'm sure Mike has stories he needs to get out, and maybe Lamont Wade manipulated those DMs and deleted some of them. He could have. But we'll move on from all that. Pitt closed out their season in disappointing fashion. Another bowl loss. It's their third straight bowl loss. They lost to Houston. Lost to... Navy last year. Now to Northwestern this year. Northwestern was an obviously winnable game, 6-6 Big Ten team, and Pitt squandered so many opportunities to get an early, big early lead, then lost two players to helmet hits, which were, you can say, were targeting, and, you know, obviously the officials felt it was okay from the Northwestern players to target, and to a point where the second time it happened, they actually reviewed it and confirmed, yeah, it's okay to target. Targeting's okay. So, but ends on a disappointing note. Although West Virginia lost after that, which may, you know, softens the blow a bit. I mean, they lost by 17 to an ACC team, you know, because the ACC sucks, right? We lost to a Big 12 team by 7 points in the final minute. But, you know, we went last in the Big 12. But yeah, these clowns go to a bowl game against Miami and lose by 17. And their notable players were useless in the game. I mean, Russell Shell, he finished his career, his final game, 6 carries, 0 yards. So much for that. But going back to Pitt, you know, another 8-5 year. You can say 8-5 as the new 6-6, or, you know, whatever it was under Paul Chris. You know, 6-6, 7-6, 6-7. Another 8-5 year, and, you know, given how tough the schedule was and the two big wins they pulled out, it wasn't too bad. But they could have won more. In fact, they were capable of winning more. That's the thing. And you're gonna have people saying, "Well, I predicted 8 wins, so no big deal." Well, here's the thing. That's awesome. If you want to go by that type of method, great. But if you're capable of more, it's disappointing. It's like a Billy comes to work every day. You're a manager and Billy comes to work. Your expectation of Billy is, well, you know, he's going to come in, he's going to answer some calls or play some keyboards and mice. That's it. He's going to do that every day. So I'm not mad because Billy's just going to do that every day of his job. But Billy probably has a whole bunch of certifications, IT certifications, college degree, programming skills. He probably has a whole bunch of stuff he could do a lot more of. Billy just doesn't choose to do it. And, of course, you're like, hey, you know, Billy's capable of doing a lot more. You know, why is he so content with just coming in, answering calls, and placing keyboards and mice? Personally, in an IT perspective, I don't blame him. Because then the more crap you do, the more politics and more BS you're going to deal with. You know, if you get a promotion, it's just more politics. You know, help desk, it's less politics. Desktop, it's a little more politics, but not as bad. You get into networking, project management, you feel like you're doing a lot more politics than you are actually work. It blows. But, you know, This team is capable of winning more than 8 games. So that's just that. And they could have won more than eight games. They didn't. They didn't get it done. So hey, I'm happy they went 8-5. I'm happy they won 8 games, went to a bowl game. It's great, but they could have done better. That's all it was. And of course, James Conner didn't get to play his last game because of head injury, which sucks. But hopefully he can get to the, go get prepared for the combine. And, a lot of mouth breathers complain about these bowl games being meaningless, and they're all ticked off. That they're called meaningless. But if a player wants to sit out a bowl game, it's his prerogative. Especially if it's a senior, he ain't coming back. If they want to sit out, they must sit out. I mean, down the road, could they regret it? They might. It's going to stick with them. So let them deal with it. We got no control over that. But Pitt, obviously needs a new offensive coordinator. They got to hit the recruiting trail going. And hopefully, you can say the future's bright, but we got to figure out quarterback position now. Receivers and running backs are fine. We just need somebody under center. Plus, we'd lose our offensive line as well. So, next year will be interesting, but I ain't going to worry about it for a while. Maybe until spring ball to see how it goes. Well, we got 3 minutes left, so we'll talk Pitt hoops. They beat Marshall today. If you hear that, somebody was trying to call me and I declined it. So, that's what happens when you podcast from your phone. But Pitt pulled out a win against Marshall, 112-106. They dropped 112 points in one game. That's awesome. If they could just figure out the defense and keep this offense the way it's going, good Lord, they would be dangerous. But in typical Pitt fashion, where it's football or basketball, we never have all the friggin' pieces together. We never have it together. Ever. Hardly. We're always missing that one friggin' piece. And this piece is defense. And, of course, player depth. Because after 6 players, there's not much else to go on. I mean, we got recruits. We got guys who came in, the true freshmen. But still, if they're not ready, they're not ready. They're just going to suck. It's basically just throwing another walk-on out there. But, Pitt's gotten through their non-conference schedule with a few scratches. The Duquesne game. Obviously, Kevin Stallings isn't going to live that one down. Jamie Dixon did lose to Duquesne, but it was as an assistant coach. The coach was Ben Howland, and Pitt recovered from that. And, of course, Ben Howland went on to be a Final Four coach. So, that's that. But for good Lord, if they could just figure out how to play defense and keep this offense the way it is, or just maintain a lead without having to take a few years off our life, they'd be so great. They're fun to watch now. I like watching them. It's not to say I didn't like them I didn't like watching them under Jamie Dixon. I love watching them under Jamie as well. Last few years left a lot to be desired. Jimmy did put together a lot of exciting teams. These last few years, it just recruiting bit him in the behind. Transfers. The guy lost the whole class, and he had to find ways to put bodies. And sometimes, if they had a heartbeat, he would just he'd fill those spots. ACC play's coming up. We'll see what happens, and. My advice to young Pitt football fans is it's not going to get any better, but you'll have the joy of seeing the occasional big win. And you'll get to see guys like James Conner, Larry Fitzgerald, LeSean McCoy. You'll get to see these guys coming out in and out of Pitt's campus. So while you may not see ACC titles or big bowl games, you're going to see some really good people come into this program. They're fun to watch. They'll give you a lot of memories. So, hail to Pitt.